Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
If you want to spend a long time in this place, you may need to consider taking health precautions, such as having your wisdom teeth removed or getting an appendectomy in advance. There are absolutely no reptiles or amphibians here, and all land mammals are brought exclusively by humans. There's been no rain here for almost 2 million years. But at the same time, 80% of the world's freshwater reserves are stored here. Antarctica, the coldest and probably the most mysterious continent on the planet. Over the past century, humanity has studied its surface quite well, but we all know that what's most interesting is usually hidden deep beneath. When scientists decided to look under the ice cover of Antarctica, what they saw there surprised not only ordinary people like me, but also the researchers themselves. So what is hidden deep beneath these huge sheets of ice?
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Luma Mimi herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, conspiracies of Antarctica. Interwebs, Shoop Kitchen Studio, held down with the Aluma Mommy and Springhill Josh. Lawrence is in the Hidden Corner Studios in his basement, and myself, I'm in the Pussy Palace. I'm yours truly, Rad Dad 2020. We're here to... Hey, come on, man. Give me more credit than that.
You're right. Everybody calls their sister's basement the Pussy Palace.
To be fair, there's more females in that house than there are males.
That's true. If you're talking ratios, yeah.
I mean, all right. So anyway, let's get real for a minute here.
Oh, yes, let's get very real.
Let's pull the Thunderbird to the side of the motherfucking road. How scared are you of the cold? And I'm going to lean on Joshua on this one.
At the sake of sounding goth, I actually like the cold more than I do hot.
I know a few people like that, yeah.
I am of the belief that if it's really cold, you can just put more clothes on. Mm-hmm. Whereas heat, I'm sweating my balls off when I'm prostituting, and there's really not much I can do about it. So... Mm. Yeah, I my perfect temperature is like 60 degrees.
So if you had to say, so like, how far,
I would guess that means he's not scared of it.
If this is the scale, then I would say like 2.
April.
I would say, like, if we're talking extreme cold, like Antarctica cold, I would say like a 6 or 7, because I've seen what frostbite looks like, and it's pretty fucking terrifying. I'm with Josh, though, that I prefer cold over warm, because you can only get so naked, but you can always put on more blankets. So yeah, I would say, but still, like, cold, like, under, like, below zero cold is pretty scary. Because it shuts your body down fast.
When in doubt, you can always find a stray tauntaun.
True. To climb inside, cut the belly open. Mm-hmm. Works well, every time.
With global warming, it's kind of driven them out of their natural habitat.
True.
Tauntauns are suffering nowadays, mm-hmm. Yeah. Folks.
Mm-hmm.
No. I've seen the ASPCA commercials with abused tauntauns.
The arms of an angel.
Your $3 can go a long way to save tauntauns.
Heartbreaking.
It is. Heart-wrenching. I'm not afraid. I mean, look, I work in the cold for a living. Right. So, not afraid of it. Do I like it? No. But you pay me enough money and I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's not my favorite. I like it. I like 70. 70 is a good temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you set your house to for a reason.
Yeah.
68 to 70. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you set yours at, Josh?
60.
That's crazy.
No, we don't.
Wait, I thought we did.
No, we do. We do 68 year round.
Oh, that's bogus.
Yeah, 68 to 70. That's why you set your house to that, because that's the perfect temperature.
Yeah.
So Josh 60. Says 2. April says 6-7.
I can tell who runs the thermostat there.
Right.
As far as fear, it's like 1, I guess.
Okay, so 2, 6, 7, Larry 1. I'm going to go with a 4, mm-hmm. mostly because I was delivering mail in the winter of 2014. I remember how my fingers would freeze up. Like,
yeah, your joints can't move very well. It's mm-hmm. interesting what it does to the body.
Mm-hmm.
But as a smart man once told me, and I think April actually mentioned this, you can put more clothes on, but you can't mm-hmm. take more off.
Mm-hmm. So, I believe that was Nelly who said that.
Man ahead of his time.
R.I.P. The man. No, he's not. He's not dead.
Hey, everyone else is dying.
R.I.P.
Right,
his career.
If I may quote the great Nelly, it's getting hot in her, so take off all your clothes.
Okay.
What a poet.
Yep, with that Band-Aid under his eye mm-hmm. for yep. God knows why.
I think it was chlamydia.
He had a mole removed.
Didn't healed real slowly.
Yeah, exactly. No, he actually took Enrique Iglesias' mole and had it surgically implanted on his cheek.
Interesting move.
They did a transplant.
And he didn't like it, so he just kept the Band-Aid right. on. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
That's the most 2000s thing I've ever heard. So, with that being said,
yes,
let us get into the conspiracies of Antarctica with the first segment dedicated to the history of Antarctica. And our dear Illumamami is going to steer us on this path. So please, Illumamami, if you would enlighten us on the history of I almost said Iceland. Antarctica.
I mean, it's a land with a lot of ice, so I guess that's not mm-hmm. totally wrong. No, the history is actually, I found it to be quite fascinating. The first person to get close to spotting Antarctica was James Cook, who kind of dismissed the whole thing. He looked at it and was like, well, that's a big pile of shit. It's all ice. It's pretty much worthless. So because he believed...
A bunch of penguins are like, we showed up in our suit and tie, so why are you...
Fuck you, James Cook. that because the waters surrounding the continent were so icy, and the path was so dangerous, nobody would ever venture further than he had to properly discover the continent. He actually wrote in his diary, the world will derive no benefit from it. So... yeah, he was wrong. That guy's kind of a douchebag. Now, before, like, we have to look back before this. Okay, so the history of Antarctica starts way before Cook got there. The idea of a large southern continent had actually been around for a long time. The name Antarctica was coined before anyone even knew that it existed. So they just kind of assumed it was there.
Oh, I always thought it was a Tyler Perry movie, Antarctica.
Yes.
She carries a gun and just yells at her nephews all day.
I mean, there's enough Medea movies, I would believe it.
Loudy. So ancient Greeks, including Aristotle, supposed that a continent existed which was just kind of a lucky guess. They actually assumed that there had to be some kind of landmass down there to balance out the northern continents, because they thought it was like some weird planetary scale.
but they were right, which is...
I know, which is weird. So the North Pole was called the Arctos, which is the Greek word for bear. After the Thank you, Santa. After the constellation that hung in the northern sky. So naturally, when Greek philosophers assumed that a southern pole existed, they called it Anti-Arctos. And that's where they came up with the name for Antarctica.
Wow.
Now, the concept of a southern landmass wound up being carried through a ton of years, and it got explorers really excited to think that there was something that no one had seen yet. Mm-hmm. So a lot of explorers thought they found it. Most notably, Ferdinand Magellan was sailing through the strait that they wound up naming after him, mm-hmm. the Strait of Magellan. Mm-hmm. And he thought the islands to his south were Antarctica, which they were not. He was just kind of an idiot.
That's just a great mic drop. Straits of Magellan. Poof.
Yeah, I'm out. Right? I'm out. Peace, bitches. So there were a handful of false discoveries before they actually found it. Hmm. Now we go back to James Cook. He crossed the Antarctic Circle in 1774, looked at everything and went, fuck this shit, and turned around and left.
Yeah, that's me.
I mean, that's what I would do too, probably. Mm-hmm. So, however, this didn't dissuade the most ambitious sailors that headed out in search of Antarctica.
I'd have been like penguins. Any Taco Bell here? No. Okay. See ya.
Nah, just a bunch of happy feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you guys have like a Super 8 that I can stay at? No.
Sorry, we got a 7-Eleven Slurpees here. Slushies.
Sign me up if that's the case. So on January 27 in 1820. Fabian von Bellingshausen.
That's so made up.
I wish. Became the first person to spot land south of the Antarctic Circle. John Davis was the first to actually land on Antarctica in 1821.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, the lead singer of Korn.
Yeah. Like,
he quote, unquote. Of course, the second most famous quote. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. Yes, yes. I wanted to mention that
from the book of Jonathan Davis.
Another great
Hallelujah.
With the foreword by the one great Fred Durst.
Yep.
He saw Antarctica and went, cheer.
The Bible doesn't force Josh.
Yep. Chill. I feel chill in the air.
That would definitely give more weight. That would definitely give more weight to new metal people, because God damn it, they need it right now.
True.
Their renaissance is not coming.
Nope. They thought that comeback was anytime soon.
So after he found it, a bunch of other crews decided they wanted to take a shot at reaching the South Pole first. Most notably in 1911, two groups of explorers began the race to become the first to reach the South Pole. Roald Amundsen, who was a Norwegian explorer, Hinga Dinga Durgan, had originally wanted to be the first, but was beaten before he'd even set sail. So, like, he wanted to go to the North Pole, got his plan in his head, and before he even left, somebody made it. So he's like, well, fuck that. Guess we're going south. And when he decided to go south, Captain Robert F. Scott, who was a British naval officer, was taking his crew to Antarctica. So Amundsen, who was eager to get there first, began his expedition ahead of schedule, which was super risky, but it paid off because he got there way before Scott. Scott got there, realized he had been beaten, so he turned around to go home. Then they died on the way back to the ship.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. The most exciting story of Antarctic expeditions, this is a really cool one, begins with Ernest Shackleton and his ship, the Endurance. This was in 1915. He set out to cross the Antarctic continent. He wanted to go all the way from one end to the other.
Why do I feel like that would be like Ryan's ship name? He'd be like, hey, ladies, welcome aboard the Endurance. I'll be taking you to the Pussy Palace here in a second.
Welcome to
climb aboard
the great ship Stamina.
I am of that ilk, but I was curious, Larry.
Yes.
This one's for you and anybody who can come up with a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. What would the sex workers be called at the Antarctica docks?
Boy, put on the spot there. Penguin pals.
Penguin pals.
They just like stone cold these poor pussies. Women are just getting knocked into with fucking happy feet. They've been making us real happy, brother.
Doris, I tell you what, this one's been flipper deep all day.
They just walk around the dock slapping their thighs.
Right? I think you're all missing the most obvious choice, which is hoeballs.
Oh,
instead of snowballs. Hoeballs? No. I'm spending too much time with Josh.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay, so back to the endurance before I make... Before I make any more bad jokes. So he wanted to go from one end of the continent to the other, which had not happened yet. His ship approached the land. The pack ice grew too thick. As the ice expanded, the endurance was slowly destroyed. It was trapped in ice for 10 months.
What?
Before the pressure finally broke the ship completely.
Wow.
Now, miraculously, they survived. Shackleton and his crew survived. They camped on the ice for another 5 months. And then all got on a fucking lifeboat and sailed for 17 days until they reached civilization.
Oh, this is so miserable.
It really does. I can't think of anything worse.
So you had a bad day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I will say, in the future, we'll definitely cover the Donner Party.
Oh, yes.
It's a similar type of like life and death thing. And I'm sure they went through hell.
We did.
I don't think it went as bad as the people in the Donner Party, though.
True.
Yeah, spoiler alert for that episode.
Well, didn't we do one with Russian skiers?
Yeah.
They had a similar fate. Actually, it wasn't. They appeared that something wild killed them, but...
Yeah.
Or they went mad.
Yeah.
Which is not what you want to have happen when you're on an excursion.
Oh, Lord. Mm-mm. So, that's sort of the beginnings, like the discovery of Antarctica. I was going to say discoveration. That's how tired I am.
Oh, you're fine.
The
April.
Discoveration.
You just discovered a new word.
I did. So a little bit quickly about the sort of the government withholding on Antarctica. I'll just sort of graze over it. So it was 1959, 12 countries signed the Antarctic Treaty, which dedicated the whole continent to peaceful collaboration for scientific investigation. In 61, the treaty went into effect, and all territorial claims any country had made before that time were suspended. They met again in 91. The treaty expanded to agree not to explore for oil or other minerals for at least 50 years. So you can't...
So we're going to bomb Antarctica pretty soon.
Right.
Fucking it's penguins.
It's effective until 2048, at which point it can be revisited. If all 29 countries who were party to the agreement in 91 agreed otherwise, there could be mineral or oil exploration sooner, but all 29 countries would have to agree. There are now currently 52 countries who have signed the treaty. Basically, the treaty makes it so that no one... owns Antarctica pretty much, and there can't be it has to be a zone that's free of military operations and nuclear development, only used for peace and international cooperation and science.
Wow. Melania and I would like to buy that. It'd be the perfect continent for us.
Well, it's interesting to note the fact that nobody owns that continent.
Yep, it's actually it's worth mentioning Antarctica isn't really governed at all. There's no sort of legal system there. There is, however, an annual Antarctic Treaty consultative meeting, with the purpose of which is to talk about the state of things in Antarctica, make recommendations about what should happen, and keep it in line with the treaty. They also have special meetings occasionally to address climate change and tourism, among other things, but that's pretty much all they do as far as the government down there.
Visit Antarctica. It's chill.
They play Freebird like on repeat down.
Yeah,
just probably. Just vanilla ice and snow.
Yep.
Or vanilla ISIS. See our Patreon.
True. You're right. But yeah, that's all I have. That's Antarctic history.
Thank you, April. That was a brilliant introduction to the world of Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
The cold hard facts.
Cold hard facts. But now we're going to get into the conspiracies, because that's what you guys are here for. We're 30 minutes in, and finally they're going to talk about the goddamn one star.
Chill out, okay?
Right. Now, 11 theories about what might lie under Antarctica's alien lake, Vostok.
Wow.
That's right. Okay. This is according to Business Insider, coming from February 8th, 2012.
Actually, we don't have lakes. We have ant farms.
That's true. I've heard about that.
Good to know.
Russian scientists seem to have won the race to drill through the surface of an Antarctic lake, despite protestations by the West on their non-eco-friendly methods. But even though the West may protest, given how isolated the lake has been for millions of years, everyone from explorers and scientists to NASA engineers and conspiracy theorists are speculating on what the Russian team will find in the sample of frozen water they will extract from the lake. The theories run the gamut from scientifically plausible to downright ridiculous, yet all of them claim to have proof of their validity. We bring you 11 of the most popular ones. So, cold-loving microorganisms. Scientists believe the lake could be a habitat for microbes adapted to living in total darkness, since they would have developed an isolation from any other life form. They would be unique to other species. Yeah. They found your brother, Larry.
They found Bob there, yeah.
This is Bob. Kind of looks like a bunch of fingers and toes, but it's stacked up. It makes sense.
Bob's actually a pretty attractive dude.
And a chill guy.
He's a real person.
Okay. Bob is a real person.
Yes, feelings,
new
man.
New bacteria. An extension of the new microbes theory, since no one has any real idea of what's down there. It's anybody's guess whether the organisms in the lake are friend or foe. Non-scientists believe drilling into the lake will unleash a new strain of bacteria that the world... that humans will not have the antibodies to deal with. So they're a little scared that
like
this
maybe a coronavirus of some sort, maybe.
Basically.
COVID-20.
Living things similar to those on other
Snowvids.
Planets. All I know is you get a cold with that. Because subglacial lakes are extreme environments, if the samples taken from the lake contain life, it could prove the existence of life in the water of Mars, Saturn's moon, Encladius, and Jupiter's satellite, Europa.
Wow.
Now, oil, which the bigwigs... Yeah. Wait, everybody, we just woke up. Oh, shit.
What? Well, no, I wanted to extrapolate on that last part, if that's all right.
Go ahead, buddy.
They did find life down there. There was some microorganisms that they found that upon looking at them, they only had an 86% match to anything on the planet. And you might, 86%, but that's that 14%'s unlike anything we've seen anywhere else. And so that's why they're trying to study, and they found trace forms or traces of 36,000 other organisms.
Damn.
That's interesting.
That is.
Thank you, Josh. While the presence of oil and other minerals in Antarctica has long been debated, some joke that maybe the liquid experts have mapped under the ice is oil, not water. Quote, a massive ocean of pure marker crude, to be precise.
Black gold, Texas tea.
Ooh, this is interesting. They think that they might have found a Nazi base complete with Hitler's remains and secret documents.
It's an odd place to go to hide.
Josh, do you have anything to say about this?
No.
I thought you were going to squeeze your nipples, but that's okay. Another popular theory doing the rounds is that researchers have discovered a secret Nazi base
which they call Neuschwanland, from the 1930s. Rumor has it that ships and U-boats carried over relics from the Third Reich, top secret files, and eventually the remains of Hitler and Eva Braun, obviously so that they could be cloned later.
Obviously.
Greenhouse and other gases. Owing to the immense pressure of the ice over the lake, there could be tons of gases, including xenon, methane, and oxygen trapped underneath the surface, which could burst through as a result of the Russian drilling. God.
That would just be the worst tub fart ever. Bust a hole in the ice and just...
And they're just running away like, it's not my own stink. Oh, I hate it. I don't want it in my nose and my brain.
Mark, dude, for real?
Yeah.
Wasn't me, I swear. Down. Someone light a match. Wave it around. My grandma used to do that.
It's hard to smell farts this bad without a Reader's Digest, okay?
I literally have four scarves on and this thing stinks.
It's chasing me. Nuclear energy, supposedly. According to one blogger, researchers and defense personnel alike were evacuated from the region because they had been accidentally exposed to radioactivity. The proof? The apparent sudden shortage of iodine tablets on the continent, which explorers take to protect themselves from the effects of nuclear energy. And now here's a past episode, Atlantis.
Oh.
While there is more than one theory about where the final resting place of Plato Atlantis is, Lake Vostok is a strong contender, with conspiracy theorists, novelists, and university professors alike allegedly claiming that tectonic shifts cause Atlantis to relocate to the South Pole.
Hmm.
See our Atlantis episode.
Especially for Ryan singing.
Mm. True. Mm. Sinister aliens in a UFO landing site.
Oh, hold on. Can I quick add? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Add something to that Atlantis bit that I had read. When was it? There was some sort of scientific exploration happening down there, and they were drilling under the ice, and they had actually found frozen pieces of wood that matched up with trees that you would find closer actually to the equator.
Oh, wow.
So, there was evidence. And same thing with like fossils, dinosaur fossils that prove that it had shifted. It was actually a really heavily forested area before the tectonic plate had shifted down south.
Right.
The mass it was called Gondwana.
Oh, thank you.
Guano. Yeah, I'm familiar.
But that was, according to scientists, that was from 500 million years ago.
So... Perhaps inspired by John Carpenter's movie The Thing from 1982, the year I was born, and also my favorite horror movie of all time.
Okay.
The theory that this was a landing site for UFOs and that aliens continue to live underneath the ice remains one of the most popular conspiracy theories about Antarctica in general and Lake Vostok in particular, especially because of the presence of a magnetic anomaly under the lake.
Sure, it's cold here.
How was the landing? Was it okay? I know it's a little icy.
It was slippery. Also, my balls have fallen off due to the cold.
That's really unfortunate.
I feel like aliens would rate the cold at like a 10.
I give it out of a scale of ooks to arft.
Some theorize that these are relics from Area 51. Of course, they had to be more than one alien-related theory, so conspiracy buffs have for years believed that the isolation of Antarctica is the perfect place to house the UFOs and alien artifacts that the government allegedly has in its possession.
Can't get this damn alien ship to... I think the battery froze up. Can't get it to crank over.
You just imagine this, like... chubby auto mechanic just like shoving those fucking like
here's your problem.
Yeah, let me just put these on these two prongs here. And
those are called jumper cables.
So just put it in neutral for a second, let it roll. All right, my buddy here's gonna rev
warm
up
for a bit. He's gonna rev the engine, warm it up, charge that battery for you.
Gosh darn it, if only we had an AutoZone nearby to test the battery.
And just flips the alien ship over like 10 times over. They just go ass over tea kettle in their ship. Like,
ah, shit.
Their microwaves just turn on and just start a fire all of a sudden.
Great, our station is hooked on the gospel channel.
We can't get Lynyrd Skynyrd off the radio. Oh, God.
Oh, no, it is a insert pop artist here marathon.
It's that Nelly marathon.
It's a Nelly marathon. Oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, no. Taylor Swift is never getting back together with her ex.
It appears this Taylor Swift has lost a piece of her ass.
Yep. And last but not least of the 11 things from businessinsider.com, nothing. Because it has been sealed off from the world, scientists believe that the amount of oxygen in the lake is 10 to 20 times more than anywhere else on Earth. While they may sound like perfect conditions for a super being to evolve, mm-hmm. some experts say that too much oxygen could actually be toxic to life.
Okay.
There you go.
Everything in moderation, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn that.
I'm kind of surprised that that list doesn't have anything about the flat Earth conspiracies.
Oh, don't you worry, Josh, because after we get back from this segment, we're going to talk about that because we got a little update on our a little update on our flat Earth friends.
Oh, boy.
And that's right. Spoiler. We'll see you on the other side when we come spoiler right back.
Alert. Spoiler alert.
Hello, Conspiracy Therapy listeners. Are you subscribed to our Patreon yet? You're not? Well, for $5 extra a month, you can get an extra show a week. Pray tell, Larry, what would those shows be? Well, wouldn't you know it, I just happen to have a clip here for you to listen to.
Would you rather donate your body to science or donate your organs to people who need them?
Oh, wow.
It's a good one.
I'm gonna go with science. I feel like I'm going to help more people in the long run.
I get that. I am going to say organs to people who need them.
So no one needs these organs.
Well, you think they get one of my organs. You would think after all the rum in the Navy and all the two-hearted post the Navy, my liver would be shot. But I got checked literally 3 weeks before I started to go on my dry spell, and they said your liver was fine. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe I've got some weird disease that makes my liver better and somebody needs it. Or maybe I'm an X-Man.
Look, science is going to learn a lot from me.
God damn, all he ate was popcorn and pepperoni panfuls.
The left ventricle's blocked by a Smartie.
How could he even breathe?
How does that even work?
Yeah. Right.
So if you like what you hear, you can subscribe at patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcasts. That's patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcasts. Now on with the show.
In the interwebs. That's right. It's yours truly, Rad Dad 2020, with my bestest buds, the Pod Family, the Shoop Kitchen Studio. I love you guys. You know that.
I hate you.
He's like, I'm going to wait 190 some episodes to finally reveal.
Yeah, we're steamrolling right towards 200, and that is an achievement. I will say
for sure
Yep, it'll unlock on your Xbox.
I hope so. Maybe another controller, because I can't buy another one right now because they're all sold out. Aww. Josh.
Pandemic buying. Toilet paper and controllers.
That's right.
I just read that all PlayStations and Nintendo Switch originals are sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Used as well.
Right?
Play Animal Crossing, according to April. I mean,
damn straight. 130 hours later, you best believe it.
Of course. So let's get into some interesting facts here. Now, I brought up the flat Earth thing. So, mm-hmm. so according to an article from March 16th, 2019, on the Forbes.com website by Jim Dobson, he says flat Earth supporters now plan an Antarctica expedition to the edge of the world.
Good luck with that.
Right?
A growing community of theorists who believe the world is actually flat is organizing conventions, cruises, a planned television series, and future expeditions to uncover what they believe are the hidden truths and mysteries of the world.
I will help them pack.
Oh, okay. Even controversial YouTube star Logan Paul recently expressed his desire to journey to the edge of the earth, and it released a mockumentary called The Flat Earth. To the edge and back, giving many flat earthers mm-hmm. hope for a well-known supporter. But in the end, it mm-hmm. was just a publicity stunt.
Yes, as the U2 guitarist was very confused.
Yeah. While the writer is certainly not a flat earther, he was intrigued by the mysteries of the planet and can't ignore the dedicated and growing flat earth organization and followers throughout the world. He had a chance to speak with dozens of flat earth supporters to talk about exploring Antarctica and to get their response to the recently highly publicized journey across Antarctica by Colin O'Brady. It sounds Irish. Recently, YouTube star Logan Paul attended the Flat Earth International Conference in Denver and spoke on stage to attendees about his interest in the subject. He was there filming a mockumentary for YouTube and talked at length about Flat Earth with conference founder Robbie Davidson, quote, "I consider myself a man of truth, someone who hates being ignorant," Paul said. Quote, "I'm not ashamed to say my name is Logan Paul, and I think I'm coming out of the flat earth closet. If I'm going to put my name out there as a flat earth supporter, I want to know the facts. The fact that we haven't been to the moon in over 50 years, the fact that the moon emits its own light, some of the best scientists can't explain."
God.
I know. Some of the best scientists can't explain.
What do you think, Neil Armstrong forgot to flip the switch on the way back? Fuck. Apollo, Houston, we have a problem. I forgot to flip the switch.
I think I left my curling iron on.
You left like an early iPhone 1 up there on accident. I think I left my charger up there, Houston.
All right.
I got to get through this. I know it sucks. Some of the best scientists can't explain gravity, according to Logan Paul, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye, in the end. Do they even know? I want to explore for myself and keep an open mind. There's a stigma of being a flat earther, and I'm going to do it. I want to know the facts, unquote.
There's a stigma to my stupidity.
I mean, isn't that the same guy that saw a guy hanging in the dead forest and, like, laughed at him?
He made suicide jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? Josh, do you know about that?
Yeah, Logan Paul's a piece of shit. Yeah, it's the suicide forest. It's where a lot of people go there, and they end their life there. They hang themselves. And yeah, I want to say, gosh, that would have probably been about 8 or 9 years ago.
No,
not even
sooner or more recent than that. It was maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
But yeah, he went there and was joking and laughing about it. Well, there's footage of bodies, if I'm not mistaken.
One in particular, yeah. He went there with his friends to, like, go exploring and make a video. And yeah, they came upon a body and, like, filmed it and made jokes. And I believe it hit the internet before the family even knew.
Wow.
The family of the guy who committed suicide.
Oh, so they weren't even aware he had passed away.
Yeah, and like super it had already had like millions of views before YouTube took it down for content.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Be a responsible person when it comes to content. And I know that we've made some dark jokes, but
there's some I wish I could take back.
Well, we're human beings and we're trying to make a fun show. And if anything, you know, our last week's episode was dark as shit. So we're trying to fucking feather it up a bit and not to deal with the fucking macabre and just, you know, just some crazy theories. At this point,
he has the freedom to do that, and we've got the freedom to call him a shithead for it.
Exactly.
I completely agree. So let's keep on. So Davidson, who is not affiliated with the Flat Earth Society, is also organizing an enormous cruise in 2020 for flat earthers to convene and discuss theories while continuing his popular yearly conventions around the country. His take on Antarctica is fueled by what he calls real exact science. Quote, when we look at Antarctica, if you take a globe and you squish it down, the Antarctic would go all the way around the Earth. It's kind of like an ice shore, and it's very, very large. It's not like you just go there and you can just peek over it. We don't believe anything can fall off the edge because of a large, big portion of the flat Earth community believes that we're in a dome, like a snow globe. So the sun, moon, and stars are all inside. It's very high, but all contained inside. So there's no way to actually fall off the Earth. Now, but go ahead.
A snow globe is a globe which is round.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's more of a dome.
yeah.
Your Aluma mommy just explained it to you guys, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, hey, I just am trying to follow along.
The Illuminati illuminated.
I did.
She much always
like
will.
The moon does on its own.
Apparently.
In 100 episodes from now, she'll do it again. So according to Flat Earther Jay Descoby, who is in development for a reality television series about the subject, he says, quote, all we have to do to shut this debate down once and for all is to get the distance of the coast of Antarctica. It has been done by early sailors before the UN was established and set up its Antarctic Treaty, which essentially made it illegal for independent and private exploration of Antarctica, who managed to make 60,000 miles, which irrefutably proves this flat Earth model, according to them. But like all the other mountains of evidence for flat Earth, this is not enough for ballers today. If we can get to the coast of Antarctica and sail the way around it, we'll get the distance that will prove it's the outer edges of flat Earth and refute entirely every single argument anyone can possibly try to pitch for the sun-worshipping cult of heliocentrism. He continues, quote, they've made laws to not allow any kind of motorized equipment on the ice, which would help us prove not only flat Earth, but what's beyond the ice wall, but in reality, we don't even need to get onto the ice to prove flat Earth. The coast of Antarctica on the ball Earth is no more than 14.5K miles. On a flat Earth, it would be over 60K. We have evidence of 60+K and none of 14.5.
Show us your work.
I know. There have been 16 journeys across.
That's like saying I don't. They're saying, okay. That they don't have to actually go there to do the research.
Kind of.
It sounds lazy to me.
A bit. There have been 16 journeys across portions of Antarctica throughout the years with expeditions such as Borge-Ausland's 1997 kite expedition and 2006 Rune Jens's skied 2,988 miles in the South Pole region with kites. In 2012, Felicity Aston became the first woman to ski alone through parts of Antarctica. And in 2018, Colin O'Brady completed his solo, unsupported, and unaided crossing of Antarctica in a 54-day journey, which created a firestorm on both sides of the flat Earth debate. Critics said it delivered proof of no flat Earth, while others are not convinced. So Descoby said in a quote, in 1773, Captain Cook, who April brought up, became the first modern explorer known to have breached the Antarctic Circle and reached the ice barrier. He intended to sail completely around Antarctica,
looking for inlets through the wall of ice. Sailing a total of 60,000 miles along the Antarctic coastline, he never once found an inlet or path through or beyond the massive glacial wall. Cook wrote, quote, "The ice extended east and west far beyond the reach of our sight, while the southern half of the horizon was illuminated by rays of light, which were reflected from the ice to a considerable height," unquote. So, Eric Dubay and other flat earthers feel that Antarctica is impenetrable and that the UN Antarctic Treaty of 1961 will not allow any private exploration to happen there. Jay DeCasby further explains the controversy behind the O'Brady expedition. Quote, "The only information the public received was the claims of O'Brady, his several selfies, and endless hearsay."
Is that true? Is it true that there is no private exploration allowed?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, what's also weird is that it's so guarded. There's not, there's not like a, you can't even plot a course for like some sort of, I don't know, like one of the, like, because Alaska does a lot of these trips where you can do some sort of like a sweet kind of ship trip with you and your hubby or you and your significant other and go visit like parts of Russia and all that other stuff and like drop off on a little island and have some local cuisine or whatever, but like Antarctica is soup. Yeah. Antarctica is super cut off. And it's interesting to me again, like I said, because people don't, this is a continent that is unclaimed. We have seven continents and this is the one continent we don't have any sort of, I mean, I get why this has conspiracies. Yeah, I get why people get worried about it.
It's really strange.
It is. Mm-hmm. And granted, it's all ice and penguins, but at the same time, it's like, well, what if, you know, you found, like, when I did that 11 things that it could be under that lake, Totskoff or whatever, it's like, if that's oil, Jesus Christ, that place is going to get fucking swamped soon. But anyway, so I guess the rest of this article says you don't get a lot of good cell service there, but well, I guess Sprint will work on that.
G4 or 4G or whatever.
4G.
Yeah. Hitler on Ice. Did the Nazis have a secret Antarctic?
I love that show.
It's a Broadway musical.
I saw. Pretty sure that came to Van Andel a couple of years ago. Hitler on Ice.
It was the day after Disney on Ice.
Yeah. Yep.
According to Josh, do you have anything to say here?
Nope.
Damn. You got to pay for that shit. Maybe you join our Patreon. You can hear Josh squeeze his nipples and actually almost come. So Hitler on Ice. Did the Nazis have a secret Antarctic fortress? As if I needed more evidence, according to Matt Soniak from March 19th, 2012, that I have a really awesome job. I occasionally get emails from my editor, Jason, that say things like, quote, "A reader's left comment about Nazis looking for a super advanced civilization in Antarctica," which it just totally makes sense to me that they would think that, like, I don't know, penguins are super smart and they would just be like, "Oh, we enjoyed the Nazi life.
My own Hitler."
Yeah. Their little flappers just go in the air.
See, we're lucky we get American Nazis. They think they're the superior race, that which is apparently very doughy and patchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see the Michigan militia.
Balding.
So while there are more than a few conspiracy theories that deal with the Nazis and advanced ancient and or alien civilizations, the supposed Nazi alien Antarctica connection is told by a number of paranormal conspiracy writers can be summed up like this. The Nazis claimed an area of Antarctica is German territory and sent an expedition there.
Ooh. It keeps our, it,
the Nazis
will keep their beer cold.
That's true.
That's true. The Nazis experimented with innovative technology like stealth aircraft and liquid propellant rockets.
Wow.
Which go ahead.
Oh, I just, wow.
Yeah.
That was it. It was.
Wow.
Wow.
Branching out from this hypothesis, there are stories about Hitler being whisked away like a comic book supervillain to a secret Antarctic lair built under a mountain. British and U.S. forces battling Nazis and UFOs in the snow, and finally the polar Nazi forces being wiped out by a nuclear bomb. Scully.
Oh, Scully, I need you to hide me. Hide me in your bosom.
What's her name again? Scully?
Jillian Anderson.
Oh, God, she is so smoking hot. She's definitely one of my crushes. Just going to throw it out there.
I feel like every female actress we mention on this show, you're like, oh, man,
small time favorite. She's my best. She's the best. Small time favorite.
Smoking hot. Oh. Definitely jerked off to her.
Jesus Christ.
My game of
in
the
this
year.
One episode, you guys have been like, hey, you live in your sister's basement. By the way, you fap off to every fucking female that's ever.
Well, it's true.
No, he's never said that about Betty White.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, Jesus. There's cougar porn out there. Yes,
my grandson, I caught him jerking off to Betty White. It was quite a moment.
God. Okay, so back to business. Polar Nazis. Polar Nazis. I want to hear more about polar Nazis.
No, you don't.
I do.
You just want to ridicule me a little, mommy. Fucking.
No.
Well, that's the ultimate goal, but you can't be direct in your polar Nazis.
I want to hear about polar Nazis.
Okay, so anyway, while there are many. There are more than a few conspiracy theories that deal with the Nazis and advanced ancient or alien civilizations. Supposed Nazi-alien Antarctica connection, as told by a number of paranormal conspiracy writers, can be summed up like this. The Nazis claimed an area of Antarctica as a German territory. Now, branching off from that hypothesis, there are stories about Hitler being whisked away like a comic book supervillain to a secret Antarctic lair. It would make an excellent summer action movie, but are these stories based on anything concrete? Like many conspiracy theories, there are some elements of truth to it all, which I think we've talked about in the past when it comes to building your best narrative when you're a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
For Colin Summerhays, a geologist and oceanographer with the Scott Polar Research Institute, and Peter Beeching, a journalist and historian specializing in internal affairs, the story doesn't pass Carl Sagan's baloney detection kit. In 2006, the pair published Hitler's Antarctic Base, The Myth and Reality. It's an expansive peer-reviewed study of a mountain of documentary evidence concerning Antarctica's geography and weather, including Summerhays' own research and firsthand experience. Polar exploration and the relevant countries' declassified military histories. The 21-page myth-busting juggernaut printed in the scholarly journal Polar Record starts with an excellent battle cry of skepticism. Quote, however, as is often stated, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Perhaps there were cover-ups, perhaps there were successful ... The burden of proof should fall on the shoulders of those making the claims. It is not sufficient to propose an idea and then claim that the hypothesis is untestable because the evidence for it has been covered up. In science, as pointed out by Carl Sagan, we may start with experimental results, data, observations, and measurements regarded as facts. We then invest public explanations and systematically confront each explanation with those facts until we have an explanation that meets the facts in all respects as far as we can tell. The tale of frosty Nazis fails Summerhays and Beeching's gauntlet. And the paper picks the story apart piece by piece.
frosty Nazis.
I like that.
New from Wendy's.
Right. So anyway,
it'll swasta stick to your roof of your mouth.
That's what you get on this show. So anyway,
our bite mocked you. Buy one get one fry.
Oh my god.
Heil one get one free.
Oh,
it is our most perfect not frosty yet.
I was going to say something about Jews, but I don't want to do it. So we're going to jump to our verdict.
Actually, I don't know if this would warrant a pop culture segment, but I have one super fun factoid I want to throw at you guys.
Do it.
So I don't know if you want. Yes, no, maybe, possibly.
Yes.
All right. Then do you guys know who holds the world record for the only band to play on all seven continents?
Pitbull.
Def Leppard.
He's Mr. Worldwide.
He is. It would only be logical.
No. On December 8, 2013, Metallica traveled to Antarctica, and they are the only band to have played all seven continents.
Right. So they played for three penguins.
Gonna say they played to an audience of headbanging penguins.
Actually, well, I have.
We played the penguins. Okay, this is Lars. We played the penguins. We played a lot of penguins. There was lots of polar bears. Okay, are you doubting us? We're Metallica. Are you doubting us?
Thanks, Lars. No, actually, what's really cool about this, they hold the Guinness Book of World Records for this because they played on all seven continents in 1 year. They played a set for 120 scientists and competition winners.
That, you know, the scientists know how to rock out.
It only gets better. That's because they played in one of these domes. And what they had to do was, because of the integrity of the ice and whatnot, they had to wear headphones. And instead of having traditional, like, Metallica. Yeah.
So they had you mean like everybody had headphones.
Everybody had headphones like all on.
The concert goers. Oh, crazy. And,
well, them too.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't use traditional amplification. Mm-hmm. So they wore these headphones and they played an hour long set. And like I said, this was 2013. What's the coolest thing about this and very un-Metallica like is you can actually go on YouTube, on their YouTube page, and you can stream the whole show. It's called, the show is called Freeze Them All.
And if you do, we will sue you, okay, for everything you're worth, okay, Ned?
I actually watched this concert at one point, and it's very awkward because at one point they pan out and like, this is what is actually happening. You just see them like, you know, like Rob Trujillo, like, you know, doing his bass stuff, and he's like,
scientists are throwing their beakers on stage.
No one's taking their shirt off though.
Yeah, sadly. No, not there.
But yeah, it's just it's a kind of fun to watch it just because of that. Like mm-hmm. They played their traditional hits.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I guess Jason Mraz also achieved this as well, but oh. I'm sure he didn't need amplification.
No. Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, guys, you've learned about Nazis, aliens, and all the other things. So I think it's time for us to go for a verdict.
One corner. A really bitchin' cold continent. In the other corner, four podcasters you know and love and trust.
Wish I wore my coat.
I know. I feel chilly. It's eerie. Mm-hmm. The way we talked about this tonight...
I feel like kidney beans.
I could use like several blankets.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Where's my Snuggie? It's upstairs on the couch.
Ooh.
It is. All right. We have to weigh in whether or not we believe that this continent holds secrets or conspiracy. Do we think that there's a conspiracy here with this place?
And I'll give you guys a second to think about it. And then I'll go with myself, actually, first, which I don't necessarily do all the time.
Did it last week.
Oh, all shit. Right. Well, fine. Then I'm not going to do myself first, Josh.
No, go ahead.
All right. I'll go first so there's no awkward silence.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Leroy!
I just found out that that whole thing was staged, and it broke my heart.
No! Really?
Don't say that.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, it just turned 15 years old, didn't it?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I've been living in a bed of lies for 15 years. Anyways, as far as Antarctica is concerned, I do think it's strange that they are not allowing anyone to go there. I mean, why would you want to in anyways? But as far as alien technology, pyramids, Hitler's rigor mortis ridden ashes.
His beach getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe in any of that. I think it's just a case of them saying, look, you really don't want to be here. This shit sucks. So just don't.
Weekend at Hitler's.
So, yeah, I don't believe in any conspiracies involved.
Oh, Ryan, we got to talk. We're going to make that a movie.
Oh, I know.
Weekend at Hitler's.
Weekend at Hitler's. Yep. It'll be based just after he died. It'll be a period piece for sure.
Yes, of course.
Shows him in Antarctica with the sunblock on his nose.
Yep. Oh, my God.
So, listening to 80s pop hits.
In the 40s?
Take.
Take
on me.
Right? I am going to say I don't necessarily think it's any sort of like crazy conspiracies. I do think there's definitely probably oil there. Just because of the fact that they found fossils, and usually where there's fossils, there's oil. Just because that's what happens to dead things is they decompose and become oil.
Become fossil fuel?
Exactly.
Wow.
But I think as far as the treaty goes, I think that's just so there's not like a mad rush there and there's no government. So I feel like as far as other people visiting, that probably has something to do with it because it's not in a governed location. I don't know how they would feel about people just like showing up and dicking around on their island when there's no sort of law enforcement
the penguins say. No taxation without representation.
Amen. Those penguins are so fucking smart.
If you remember the Penguin Tea Party.
Mm-hmm, right. But yeah, I think that's probably the only thing that is there. I think once the treaty expires in 2048, it'll be kind of a shit show. I think people will probably rush down there to see who can get their hands on oil first. But
fresh real estate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Lawrence.
I feel like there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's weird that they don't allow private people to explore.
Mm-hmm.
There's bound to be something there. I don't know what. I don't think it's aliens or anything like that. But I think there's something there that we probably don't even know about. But like April said, but once 2048 rolls around, maybe we'll get to explore around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I think there's multiple things there. I think an unclaimed continent when we have seven and there's like, I don't even know at this point. I think it's like 6 billion or 7 billion people on the planet. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, something nefarious is going on, whether it be.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. No, I don't. We've been to the North Pole, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine whatever we find on the North Pole, we'll find in the south, in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's things we have to do, but at this point, we're building technologies and we're making body suits that can withstand that kind of temperature. Mm-hmm. So I assume that these people are going to map that out eventually. It's just been so incredibly intense, and I think that this is something that we have yet to see what is going to actually happen with it.
Considering the size of Antarctica as well, because it's 5.4 million square miles, And I don't know that there's that's all just ice.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Maybe we'll find Waldo there.
Could be.
Damn it, you found me.
Carmen San Diego as well. Maybe they got together, had beautiful children,
red striped babies.
Yes. They had Dora the Explorer. That's her love child.
Just to recap, Dora the Explorer was made from Waldo and Carmen San Diego in Antarctica, and that's been your verdict.
Holy shit. Wow.
All right, guys, we don't have a lot more left to do. If anybody has anything they'd like to plug before we get too far into this episode, we've covered all our bases. And I would say that I would start off because I'm the host with the most. And I won't do this a lot of episodes, but I'll do it this episode. Ooh. If you want to check me out on Mixer, mixer.com/reddead2020. I'll be playing games. Please check me out on there. Anybody else can go now.
Big Old Rich is on SoundCloud. I've been really I want to try to do the Underworld thing and write a song a week. That's my challenge. So we'll see if I do it.
I love that ventilator song.
Oh, thank you.
It's fucking awesome. Like, you do really good work and people need to seek you out. He's one of my favorite musicians on the planet.
Thank you.
Can I request like a remix?
Sure.
I love your remixed like 90s and 20-aught music.
Okay.
I don't have a specific request, just more remixes.
Okay. I did that last year. I'll start doing it again.
Yeah.
I actually have a buddy that just did that songwriting thing as well, and he wrote 50 songs in 50 days. Well, that's what he released. He said he actually wrote about 70.
Wow, jeez. That's intense.
Yeah.
My hat goes off to that guy. If he listens to our show, that's impressive.
Josh does video game reviews, and I loved his new review of Super Mega Baseball.
Yeah, you can, if you go to demonvideogame.com, you can find my reviews as well as others. By the time you hear this, you could go on there. I just did Super Mega Baseball 3. Mm-hmm. We'll be reviewing Saints Row 3 Remaster as well as my third time reviewing this game. It'll be Tetris Effect for the Oculus Quest.
Hmm.
Nice.
There you go.
And hey, if anyone wants to play Animal Crossing, hit my DMs and I'll send you my Nintendo Switch code and you can come visit my island.
Her island's insane.
It is. I was like, there's sidewalks? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fucking fancy.
My island is just survive if you can.
Survivor Larry Island.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My island's like, oh, I'm not in a tent anymore?
I know, right?
That's your plugs. Well, that was a way more comforting episode than last week, I would say.
That was fun to have to listen to it a second time to edit it.
Yeah, right? I'm glad be able to, like, sleep tonight or end this without crying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can think about all the...
good one.
You can think about all the penguins who are just like...
I do love penguins.
And penguins love... Doc hookers? What do we call them? Penguin pals?
Penguin pals.
They do.
Hoballs.
Hoballs.
Ah, yes. The illustrious penguin.
I'm sleepy, man. We got to all work tomorrow.
I know.
Yep.
Bleh.
One week till vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, Josh's going to be on vacation in a week. Whoop, whoop.
What?
Yeah.
10-day vacation. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
He hasn't had a more than a week or what?
I haven't had more than like 4 days. And probably
since we got married.
Yeah, since we got married because we had 2-week vacation then. But before that, I had never taking that much time off.
Yeah. We're cleaning the house. We're spring cleaning. That's literally our plans. But oh, well,
you can set up shop and watch the bird feeder.
That's right. He's going to have names for him just like I do by the time his vacation's over.
Dipshit one, dipshit two.
He has no idea how boring this house is for 10 days in a row.
Yeah. You sound like me, Josh.
All my squirrels are named Shit Weasel. Shit Weasels.
Now all I need is a squirrel picnic table.
You still don't have that?
No.
All right, we'll make it happen.
I spent enough money on her all of her other stuff.
Yeah, right? I know. Oh, right. Lord.
The Shit Weasel's got to eat somewhere.
I know.
Oddly enough, that's the name we have for our dogs.
The Shit Weasel.
Aren't wiener dogs meant to, like, hunt weasels or something?
Yeah, actually, fun fact, dachshunds have super loose skin so that they can go into holes without getting stuck.
Okay.
So, like, it literally gives them wiggle room to get out of a critter hole.
I can't remember if it was weasels or rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Both, probably.
Well, there's your the wiener dog minute.
Yes.
Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
April's not.
Anatomist. Derringer.
To be fair, she's had 3 Seagrams tonight, so.
April's drunk.
Yeah.
It's okay. Try a super kick with my dick. Always do a super kick with your dick.
Check your oil. These cheeses are good.
That was a ride.
Oh God, the dog farted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nothing worse than a dog fart. So I gotta say, we gotta go to bed because guess what? The dog farted.
Oh,
and
God,
we'll see you next week on another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys. Would you just say-
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.